To their surprise, they found that growth during years of economic expansion has fallen in the recent era from 3.88% between 1820 and 1870 to 3.06% since 1950, even though average growth across all years in those two periods increased from 1.4% to 2.55%. Instead, shorter and shallower slumps led to rising long-term growth. Output fell in a third of the years between 1820 and 1870, but in only 12% of those since 1950. The rate of decline per recession year has fallen too, from 3% to 1.2%. So why have these growth reversals decreased in length and depth? In another paper, Messrs. Broadbury and Wallace find that conventional explanations, such as demographic change or a sectoral shift from volatile agriculture to the more stable services sector, do not fully explain the shift. More important is the rise of the rule of law, enabling disputes to be settled by impartial courts. Before the modern era, elites would fight between themselves for the spoils of growth and send the economy back to square one through wars, corruption, and the like. Respect for courts to resolve disputes prevents this from happening. With populist politicians challenging the authority of judges once again across the world, that is food for thought.